This community update was brought to you by Uradio. The world is changing faster than we could ever imagine, and the skills needed to succeed are changing just as quickly. To give students a real advantage for the future, R.B. Russell Vocational High School has transformed what was once an old automotive shop, a space long used only for storage, into a place built for creativity, technology, and possibility. The Wabishka Makwa Arts Technology Inspiration Lab is now a hub for hands-on learning, trades, exploration, and cultural connection, giving students access to tools and experiences many would never otherwise see. Sylvia Martin is the divisional principal at the Career Labs.
Well, this is a flexible space. Right now, as we're in this space, we have huge on students working on some electrical projects. We have Bike Repair Plus, so we have some students working on learning about bike repair. We're going to be working with our electrical teacher to work on electrical bikes. We have a divisional electrical program here as well. So this is a busy multi-use space. There's 4,500 square feet.
The lab blends advanced technology with creative and cultural learning. Students can 3D print parts, repair bicycles, design clothing, sew, and explore electrical trades, all in the same open, adaptable space. Some even sell what they make at the school's Eagle Nest Market. The space was named with guidance from knowledge keeper Elaine Mayhem, grounding the lab in indigenous ways of knowing while welcoming all learners.
It's truly been a powerful experience where, you know, we've really invited the voices and the knowledge of many different individuals that have those gifts. And our knowledge keeper, Elaine Mayhem, was an essential part of this process. We wanted to make sure that we were creating a space in an authentic way. And our name and ceremony was just one of the pieces of really bringing forward an authentic learning experience and incorporating culture in a special way.
The name Wabishka Makwa, meaning white bear, carries teachings of strength, perseverance, and positive energy. Martin says those teachings guide how students create, collaborate, and learn together. Walking through the lab, the energy is unmistakable. Students are laser focused, some repairing bikes, others running 3D printers, or working with textiles and sewing equipment. The space is intentionally designed to support multiple learning styles and career pathways, according to Marnie Stapley, the lab coordinator.
So right now this is a part of a motor that the electrical class is going to be using that for one of their teachings. We've also 3D printed parts for the science classes, so a kidney, a heart, a frog that students dissected and looked at the organs 3D printed.
Accessibility is also a core principle, especially for students who may struggle in traditional classrooms. Martin says this space addresses equity by removing barriers to technology and hands-on learning.
I know that our superintendent, Matt Henderson, really wanted a space for learning. So we started with speaking to community, to parents, to families, to youth. And that was the first step in the process of, you know, what kinds of creative things did the youth and the community envision in terms of learning in a space. And that's how the concept sort of came about.
Well, deeply rooted in Winnipeg's North End, the lab also serves the entire division. Applied technology instructors and schools from across the Winnipeg School Division can book learning sessions here for middle and senior year students.
We also have schools or community schools such as Norquay and David Livingston, William White coming in. So they're doing workshops with Marnie to also learn about 3D printing. And then we're taking that use of technology back into the classroom sort of to expand their learning. So it really is sort of a community space in the division for many different students.
Partnerships with local entrepreneurs helps connect students to real-world careers. Organizations like Red Rebel Armor, North Forge, Treaty One, and the Manitoba Métis Federation bring mentorship and expertise directly into the lab.
So Sean from Red Rebel Armor, he comes and provides entrepreneurship workshops for the students.
For students like Marcus, the lab offers choice and independence.
I feel like going to this space, it's pretty like, whatever do you want, if you like, want to make some 3D stuff, you know? Like, it's completely optional to you when you like make clothes, or it's like an optional class. You can like fix and make your own bike and stuff.
Marcus says bike repair is his favorite part, and working with his hands has helped him think more seriously about his future.
To be in this class for next year's future, like for your own future at this next year's school year, you know, all that stuff. And I think it'll be good to be in bike repair.
Another student, Christian, was fixing a damaged bike when we spoke with him. He says learning by doing makes a real difference.
It's a lot less boring.
He adds that skills he's learning are practical and transferable.
It's great because it helps people learn about how to repair their own bikes and how to help others repair bikes. But also, it's got multiple uses, so it's pretty good.
As education continues to evolve, spaces like Wabishka Makwa show what the future can look like. Hands-on, inclusive, and community-driven.
But the most important part is the learning and the stories behind it.
For RB Russell students, those stories and futures are already taking shape. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.